A new wastewater treatment system is the first of its kind in Suffolk County. The system at a park in Hampton Bays will remove nitrogen from wastewater to avoid contamination of bays, harbors, and even drinking water. Jessica Opetich of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
County Executive Steve Ballone says the new nitrogen removal system is one step in a larger effort to combat decades of declining water quality.
We have stacks and stacks and stacks of studies. Meanwhile, every water body in our region is listed as an impaired water body.
Too much nitrogen in water can lead to algal blooms, which reduce oxygen in water and kills large numbers of fish. It can even produce toxins and bacterial growth that can pollute drinking water. This new system more than doubles the amount of nitrogen filtered from the wastewater. Justin Jobin is the Environmental Projects Coordinator with the county's health department.
We have to change that mentality, make people aware that just because you flush the toilet and it goes away doesn't mean that it's not doing any harm.
An estimated 360,000 single-family homes in Suffolk County still use outdated septic systems. A pilot program has placed smaller versions of this new system in a handful of homes in the hopes that it will lead to broader use. Jessica Opetich, WSHU News.